Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Friday, the 12th of April. Here's our weather wisdom for the end of the work week. We are sponsored by Volante Farms in Needham. Check them out. They are a local family-owned farm, and they have pansies. And this is the weekend to get those in and get that color in your garden. They also have violas and other spring things, as well as ice cream, so you could get that too. All right, let's get to the forecast. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm around here this morning. Some of those storms have some heavier downpours around with them. Temperatures are going to be fairly mild. We're in the low 60s. They went up all night last night, and that southerly wind quite gusty. There is a wind advisory along the coastline. There may be a little minor coastal flooding at the time of high tide, but it would be minor. That's the main word. And the wind advisory, not a high wind warning. So could there be a power outage? Sure. But would they be widespread? Absolutely not. Now, the front moves through. It's a cold front. It's going to move through lower dew points, so this slight amount of humidity we have in the air this morning will get out of here, and then tonight we're down in the 40s. Southerly winds continue to be a bit gusty. The storm which is bringing this, it's a cold front. There's a storm that goes up into Canada, and the upper-level system rotates over us tomorrow. So picture like this spinning thing spinning over us. Lots of clouds, a little break or two of sun. It can't rule out a sprinkle in these situations. Westerly wind will be gusty at times, mid-50s. Then we go back to the 40s on Saturday night, even some upper 30s in the colder spots, and near 60 on Sunday, mostly sunny skies. Westerly breeze continuing to be noticeable. If you're outside, it'll help to dry things out. Good day for gardening. Now, Monday, mostly sunny, 65, 66, 67, even 68, northwesterly wind. I do think it should stay a tailwind most of the race. It's not out of the question that at the end, as runners head towards Boston, that the wind is light enough that it flips around to a sea breeze, but most of the time will be a tailwind helping to move them along. Now, dew points are going to be low, so runners that are sweating will evaporate the sweat and cool off, but it means also that they'll get dehydrated a little bit. So as they're running by and folks are giving them the waters, that'll be a little necessary for sure and looks good for the Red Sox game. Use your sunscreen if you're going to be outside. The sun is like August out there. It's strong stuff, and many of us have not been out in the sun for any length of time, so your skin is going to burn. Same thing with a plant. If you throw your plants outside this time of the year in full sun, they burn. I've got to do that this weekend as well. I'll be moving the grapefruit and the lemons and everything else outside. Now, as we head for Tuesday, mostly sunny, still up near 70 degrees in the afternoon. A few clouds approach with a frontal system Tuesday night into Wednesday and a couple of showers, but still mild. Don't see any cold air in sight. The polar vortex has broken down, done for the season. It'll get recreated in the winter or late fall when daylight starts to decrease. Yeah, the polar vortex isn't always there. It's kind of a late fall, winter, and early spring type of thing. Speaking of spring, enjoy it. It's a beautiful day. Have a great weekend, everybody.